You're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good morning.
I say morning. Okay, sorry.
11:34.
Okay, it's a very this is a very, very good program, and I'm very interested because I am also a diabetic. And last year and the beginning of this year, I was very, very, very sick. And I had a very good doctor here in Barbados, and you know, she took very good care of me. But my problem was that the medication, the generic drugs, like it seemed to me that there was some problem there, and my body was not properly responding to the generic drugs, and it was even getting worse. And I had the opportunity then to go to Cuba, and I went to a diabetic clinic in Cuba, and they carried a full examination on me, and they showed me how to doctor myself, you know, as the diabetic, and how to look for certain signals, and how to be able to deal with them, because I have a problem. My problem really is with my sugar. My sugar went up to as far as 25 last year, but now it has been leveled out, and it's like 5-6 whenever I, you know, do the test with the equipment, I come to 5-6. So that I receive medication now from Cuba, the same medication, and the medication that I'm using is working with me, and I feel much better, and I can properly exercise, because of the time, even when I went to exercise, you know, I used to feel kind of giddy, and I used to feel bad, and I was also worried, you know. So I think that we need to look at ways and means in terms of making sure that when you indicate to someone that there's a diabetic, that they have a proper counseling program for them, and that you can show them how they can doctor themselves and what to look for during that process. But I think this program is a very good program, and I'm very interested.
Okay, caller, before you go, this is Mr. Prescott. I'm interested in what you did personally, because you made a very important comment that you are now looking after yourself.
Right.
And that's very important, because too many people have diabetes and hypertension and so forth, believe that all they have to do is take some medication and everything will go away. And they do nothing in between visits to doctors, pharmacists, anybody. They're just hoping that when they go about, everything is... But every day you have to be doing something to make sure that you are within the right care. So what have you been doing?
Well, as I mentioned, I have been monitoring my situation very clear. I have been sticking to the diet that I was, you know, given by the Cuban doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And I monitor the situation, but because there's some days I don't have to take the medication based on my situation.
Very good. You see what you can do for yourself?
Yeah.
Which means you're in charge.
And I carry a regular blood test on myself to make sure that my blood sugar is at the level that it's supposed to be at.
Right.
And like, for instance, sometimes when you take the medication, it may bring your sugar level right down.
Too low.
So I would keep like a sweetie by my bed.
Right.
So that if my sugar level can't write down, then I could just, you know, like a sweetie, and it will bring everything back up.
You know, all the tricks.
So it's this kind of thing that you need to be able to understand so that you can monitor your situation.
Yeah. And that's very important, because it's for you to understand these things, not for us to understand, because you're the one who has the condition, and you're the one, when something happens, have to know how to respond, because it can depend on whether you live or you die. It depends on what you know and what you don't know. So you're so that's very important. So people have to follow what you're doing.
If I spend 1 week going through a program where they were teaching me how to doctor myself, so I how to understand my body, how to understand everything as a diabetic, and I think that is the kind of counseling that diabetics need, so that they can help themselves rather than becoming dependent on a doctor, as you say, or medication. But you need to also help yourself.
Right, and that's what we're trying to do with what we're talking about here. Get out to people, let people know that they can do so much to help themselves, and not just wait for somebody to come and tell them your blood sugar is elevated. This should never happen. They should know long before that happens to do something.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, caller. And just let me remind you that this special program is brought to you with the kind compliments of Williams Industries, Inc.
You do not have to be a roofing expert to know that a metal sheet will rust where it is joined. That is one reason why the beautiful Permaclad U-Panel and R-Panel roof sheet sold at Williams Metals will outlast other roofing materials. Permaclad, colorclad, and corrugated sheets are cut to the exact length that you will need, up to 40 feet and even longer. That means no joins from ridge to eave. Color-clad sheets come with a factory-painted finish in white, blue, green, red, brown, and yellow, and are fitted with screws for added resistance, tested to withstand high winds up to 130 miles an hour. Get a rail roof supplied at competitive prices. Delivered to you today from Williams Metals. Simply call Williams at Kane Garden St. Thomas, 425-2000, or Lowlands Christchurch, 428-1500.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
Welcome back to Brass Tacks. We got a number of WhatsApp messages here that we would like to go through. And this person is saying, good morning. Some of the vegetables have too much chemicals spray to get them right, and they make you sick. How if the person can't eat vegetables? They have a bad allergy problems. You want to respond to that?
No, I'll say if you're worried about pesticides and stuff on that on your vegetables, what you can do is do a mixture of 5% vinegar, one part, and three parts of water. And then put the vegetables in that and let them stay for like two to three minutes. And that will get rid of all the anything you think about, bacteria, any pesticides and so forth. You can do the same thing with your fruit, apples, whatever. If you feel that there's something on the skin, you can just dump them in that one part vinegar, 5%, three parts water, and you solve the problem. I'm saying this, so don't deny yourself of having something good because you feel that you can't, because there are ways that you can. And the ways that we do it all the time, every day, if you suspect, put them in that mixture and so forth. Allergies to vegetables is a bit much. I don't know. You really don't get allergies to stuff like that. But you should try the mixture and put your vegetables in and go on eating.
Additionally, what the person can do as well is try to grow your own. You don't have to grow in, you know, anything's fancy or bucket or whatever. You know, you can grow something and, you know, that will help as well. And you know, if you grow your own, how you're growing it is without the pesticides and, you know, and all of that. So we have to find ways and means, you know, of doing things for ourselves.
This person wants to know about high cholesterol and triglycerides and the foods that impact them both positively and negatively as well. And they also want to know about the impact of sugar on testosterone levels and cortisol levels. So let's tackle first high cholesterol and triglycerides and the foods that impact them both positively and negatively. But before you do, could you just define what high cholesterol is and the triglycerides so that we are...
Okay. High cholesterol is, we have this fatty substance in our body called cholesterol that is very necessary. The body makes about 80% of what we need. Triglycerides is a fat. The body makes some excess sugar. When you have too much sugar in the body can't store it. The body has limited storage capacity, so it converts it to this fat. Most of it is found, is deposited around your tummy. And that's why you say belly fat is bad fat, because that's the fat that's always breaking off and going to the big arteries, going to the heart. Now, cholesterol is very simple to understand. What I tell people in the program very simply, cholesterol is only found in animal meats and animal products. Animal meats, animal products. If you have a high cholesterol reading, that's where we start to focus. Not on plant-based things. There's no cholesterol in plants. There's a myth in Barbados that says there's cholesterol in nuts. I don't know where it came from, but myths are very difficult to get rid of because it's a cultural thing that gets passed on from generation to generation. The thing about nuts is that nuts contain a lot of fat, but good fat. But even though you give the body good fat, if you give it too much good fat, it's going to be a problem. So for cholesterol, in Barbados, the biggest problem for cholesterol in the program that I find is cheese, especially cheddar cheese. Because cheddar cheese has probably the most cholesterol of any cheese. But it's the cheese that we were sort of be born on in Barbados. New Zealand cheddar cheese, that's what we know.
You've been weaned on that, man.
Yeah. You don't see Barbados going out using brie and other feta cheese. They don't touch that at all because, you know, they have no taste for that. And that's how we eat cheese. We sit down with a block of cheese and we just eat cheese. Cheese and biscuits, cheese. We put cheese in so many things, you know, cheese and everything.
Hmm? It's the best snack in the world.
That's what we do. So something, you got to recognize that. Yes, you can have cheese. Mm-hmm. But if you have, and I always say, find out your health issues. So if you have cholesterol, right, then cheese is a problem for you. So you can use small amounts or go to the non-fat cheeses. The other thing is that chicken wings and turkey wings is our next big problem. Because in the birds, the cholesterol accumulates in the wings, not in the breast and in the thighs. And when you fry them, it's even worse, because the fried foods increase the cholesterol. So we eat a lot of chicken wings. People fight for chicken wings in Barbados, you know, and we fry them or we eat them. So these things. And then pastries. Pastries are made with a lot of butter. But people don't think so.
I mean, he's talking pastries, we're talking like currant slices, yes, coconut slices, yeah, jam puffs,
all kinds of stuff. That patties. We love so much. So think of it. Every day, most days, two vans driving to most places in Barbados. And they're selling all the things that people go and get a snack. But it's nothing to do with their lunch or anything. They just come in the morning, come in the evening, people buy the stuff, you know. So that's the cheese in there, sorry, the butter. So cholesterol is very easy for us to accumulate. So if people come off of that, even though the milk, the full cream milk, which is in green box, because in Barbados, people buy milk by the box. They say to me, we use the green box or the blue box. I say, but it's different milk. They tell me, no, milk is milk or milk is not milk. Because in the green box, it has the most fat. And 9 grams, where the blue box has 4.5, and the one in the jug, the 1% milk, only has 2.5 grams of fat. Mm-hmm. And the fat-free milk, skim milk, only has 0.5 grams of fat. So it's the fat that makes the difference. So someone like that, you can get your cholesterol under control. It depends on what you're eating and how much you're eating. But you got to be willing to give up sometimes. You don't have to give up anything in the program. If you eat a block of cheese, you eat a slice. That's all you need. You're still eating cheese. I get people to eat a slice and cut it into pieces and even get a toothpick and put on each one. So you have to make an effort to pick up these things and have a conversation. Yeah, so we're all having a piece of cheese and we're eating. You talk about money. We waste so much money. People sit down with a bag of grapes and watching a program, sure. Big bag, huh? That costs $10, $12. By the time they finish, the program is finished, all the grapes gone. Could be eaten mindlessly. Not the same way. And then they say, it's so expensive to eat grapes. I say, yeah, because you eat a pack watching the TV. So the next day, go get another pack. It's not expensive. That should last you the whole week or even more. So you see the issues that we have and come back to the economics of the whole thing. There's lots we can do. So I'm saying to the lady, cholesterol is really about eating, but you have to know first what your levels are. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of experiments in the program.
She also asked about triglycerides as well.
Well, we thought the triglycerides is the fat from the excess sugar.
Right.
Sugar from soft drinks, ice cream, cake, white bread. That people don't think about. We eat a lot of white foods in Barbados. White bread, white pasta, white, the English potatoes. All of those things, white rice. All of those convert to sugar very quickly. So people now have so many choices they can go. But people tell me, I can't give up the white bread. There's nothing, and it's true in a way, there's nothing like a nice, soft, warm white bread and some butter and a piece of cheese. And people tell me, two of them, you know? So we have to look at the reality of the situation and deal with people, you know, get them to eat half slowly and have a conversation. And then that's the time when you can really taste how good the cheese is or how good whatever it is. Because you're doing it slowly and you're talking. I think one of the problems we have in our culture is that we eat very quickly. So we have a plate of food in front of us and we start to eat as though somebody's going to come and take it away. And all the conversation ceases and we focus on eating this food. Bam, bam, bam. They're gone. And then we look around to see what else they got. Dessert coming up. Conversation done. There's lots of cultural things that we've got to deal with and be honest about them.
All right, let's do the last part of our question, which is the impact of sugar on testosterone levels and cortisol levels.
Yeah. Well, sugar, you see, we look at sugar sometimes just in terms of diabetes. But sugar has impact on so many different things in the body, inflammation and all those issues she talked about. So the lower your levels of sugar, the better it is for you. So yes, the problem with that comment there is that many times people are told you have to say you have to reduce your sugar intake. And that's where the problem starts. People start saying, but I can't. I can't do this. Like, it's the same vein there. The worst season in Barbados is now. You know, why is that? It's mango season. So people be told you can't have the sugar, but they're eating 10 and 12 mangoes a day. So when they eat 10 and 12 mangoes a day, very little of that sugar is absorbed. All the rest is free flowing around and you put on weight. race and weight. But there again comes another issue. So when you're told you have to give up some sugar and so forth, people say, but I can't get these mangoes. I cannot eat one mango. I have to eat 10. But it's affecting your health. So we have to make these choices. So I said to them, well, cut the mango. I tell people now, for example, the mangoes, peel the mangoes, cut them up, put them in containers and freeze them. You'll have mangoes all year. Why do we try to eat all the mangoes within a short period of time? No, think about it. That's what we do. People tell me, oh, you know, the tree, the season's not done. So I said, so what you got to eat all this? Or people tell me, I got 2 trees at home. I said, yes, so you try to eat all the mangoes? So we got to find ways to help people. Cut them up, slice them, freeze them, got them all year. We do that, mango tastes good. So when you're told you have to do something that is impacting your health, please do it, because you will benefit from it.
All right. What I want to do is take a call first, but we have been joined by the special guest I said that we will be having. And I'd just like to just say hello and hi. And quite frankly, the only thing I can recognize about him is his face. He has made a total transformation. But we'll take a call first, and then after that call, we'll get that special guest to talk to you. You're on Brass Tack Sunday. Good morning.
Good morning. Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Yes. No, I find myself putting on much weight. When I eat cocoa, I find that my blood sugar does not go up. It remains anywhere around 5-6. But I want to know if that is good for eating cocoa. And I'm also, I would suggest that cornmeal pap is good for you. I would like to know what effect cornmeal pap would have. And is it good, or would it cause you to put on weight?
No, what you're looking at is the food you're eating. Corn meal. It comes from the corn. Direct, huh? These are sort of whole foods. Anything with whole that's good for you. So don't forget, in the old days, people used to use a lot of cornmeal pap because they used to grow the corn, and we grind the corn, and we ate what we had. So there's nothing in there. So it's a very good food. That's why when you eat the cuckoo, you really, especially if you're eating the right portions, no big side of the cuckoo, you won't be putting on weight. It's not like eating something like French fries or so, where it has no real nutrient value, so you'll put the weight on. So you understand the difference? It would be good if you can get more people to go about using for breakfast some mornings, some cornmeal pap and so forth. But you know the problem there? Most young people have never tasted that in their lives. Don't know what it is. I would figure that's not something for us to eat. But that is what we grew up on, and it was great for us. Good energy, good vitamins and nutrients in there.
All right, let's take the second call. We have for 5 minutes. You're on Brass Tack Sunday. Good afternoon. Good morning, sorry.
Morning. Thank you to you and your guests.
Good morning.
Morning.
Very interesting program, but I have a question for y'all.
Go right ahead.
How do we speak to people who had or suffers with blood clots and are on warfarin? How you speak to those people in relation to the things that you are saying that people should eat, when in truth and in fact, people that are on blood thinners, especially warfarin, can't eat a lot of things that you mentioned. How you deal with that?
Okay, this is a problem. Warfarin is a blood thinner, all right? So you got to be careful when you're eating foods that contain vitamin K. Things like, you'll be told to be careful with the spinach and the kale and so forth, right? Yeah? Because you don't want it to clot the blood, because you want to keep your blood thin, so to speak. But there's so many other vegetables you can use. And that's the thing I'm talking about. If we understand what we're doing, you don't have to worry, because there are carrots, there are tomatoes, there are a whole ton of other vegetables. Just the green ones are going to be your problem because they contain the vitamin K. But lots of others you can use. So it doesn't mean you don't have to. I know people say, well, I'm on warfarin, so I can't eat vegetables. That's not true. You know the ones, we know the ones you can't eat, but all the rest you can eat. So just eat the rest, okay?
All right, thank you. And now let me introduce my very special guest, Mr. Carl Alf Padmore. Carl, you look great.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
And I want you to talk to the public and tell us, please, just give us your story. How many pounds have you actually lost?
Good morning, Barbados.
Good morning.
Normally, I'm on the other side of the mic. Lennox had to pull me, kick me to come here because I don't normally like doing this. But when he gave me what the program was about and he told me that my birthday sick Johnson is in here, I had to come. We actually share the best day of the year, which we are hoping that the government will make a national holiday. We are really petitioning for that. So July the 31st, if you see a paper, go before Tuesday's parliament there too. So we might push it before parliament come Tuesday, Mr. Johnson and myself. These are the facts. Even before I tell you how much weight I've lost, I need to say something. I have with me a shirt that up to April I wore. Dennis, you want to look inside the neck and tell me what is that inside of the neck? He's peeping. You should see either 2 or 3X. You see that?
3X,
okay. This is a jean pants I wore up to April. You can look in the waistline and you can tell them what that waistline is. You should see 44, okay? Now, that for some people might not be a big thing, but I'm wearing a medium shirt now. And my pant size, this pants I have on, is 38 in 3 months. So instead of just looking at how much weight I've lost, mm-hmm. let's look at the overall lifestyle and the benefit of it. Now, this was scary for me because now I have a bag full of clothes home that I have to decide what to do. I have to decide what to do with it. But I'm very happy. I don't feel at all sick. I don't feel that I did the wrong thing. And I think I need to give people sign of my background a bit. I believe it or not, I taught PE at some secondary schools, a level 2 qualified coach. I know a bit about nutrition. So I was just hard ears. And my favorite evil was something called sweetbread. And Sanka, you know when you cut sweetbread and it smiles back at you in the middle with the sugar, Sanka?
Yes.
I believe there are certain places...
It talks to you as well.
Yes, it talks to you.
It talks to you.
Especially that place close to us. Now, for the purity of my intention and my thoughts, I believe that I kept that company and others like that open because of me. I would eat a whole sweetbread sometimes 2-3 days a week, Sanka. Seriously. With ease. Went to you with ease. And I didn't say it as a big thing because in the village where I grew up, my grandmother would make sure she sent me by a lady called Isma to buy a sweetbread every Sunday for myself. She would tell my mother that is for Carly and Carly alone. So if your grandmother said that's for you, that's mine, and I want within a day or two to eat all of that. I also grew up with a grandmother who would say, eat everything on the plate. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She,
Gran didn't really care about portions. Gran, eat that. Because if you didn't eat it, she felt bad. So I grew up eating everything on the plate without even thinking what was on the plate. I had to make some decisions. As I started to grow up, I realized that the guy who ran for 800s could not even run from here to the door anymore. And although I was instructing people as what to do, for me personally, it became a challenge. And they went to the doctor and the doctor told me, we may have to put you on blood pressure medication. I said, hold on a minute. That was around the same time as the nation competition. I went back to my notes and I said, you know, this ain't making sense to me. I understand what the doctor is supposed to do. He wants to bring down the blood pressure. He wants to do all those things. That's his job. But I believe that what we call alternative medicine is really the real medicine. The one is made in the lab is the alternative because this one was always here. Plants and herbs were always here, so it can't be alternative. So I had to go back to the natural medicine. When I went to Lennox, I said to Lennox, I have a confession to make. This is now week 4. Lennox said, well, I said, Lennox, you know, I ain't touching medication. Lennox said, what? Lennox said, let me test you fast. So Lennox tested your blood, and he said, but have everything work out? No. He says, if it's working for you, continue. Because I was determined not to live my life on 2-3 tablets every morning. It didn't make sense to me. I think that what we have around us in nature can help us to heal, and we need to do that. At that point in 4 weeks, I had lost 10 pounds.
Six pounds?
It was
six? 6 weeks.
In 6 weeks?
23 pounds.
23 pounds. Oh, see, that's the statistician there. And I realized that things were happening. My sinuses were not dripping as often. People were passing me and making some comments, and I realized things looking up, Sanka, I'll feel looking different. Now, one lady said, you're falling away. Now, when people have a certain bracket, they're falling away. Normally, to me, you got something. And even a woman whispered to me, whatever happened to you, right? You're going to live. I said, what do you mean? You know, everybody just catch it, but I know you probably don't want to talk about it. It's like, I was like, I said, ma'am, what are you talking about? You ain't got cancer. No, ma'am, I'm just exercising, eating properly. But I didn't know where she was going because there's a history of cancer in my family as well. So she probably thought, well, it was my turn. But I was determined because my grandmother, my mother, persons have cancer. And I was determined to make a difference in my lifestyle. So I have not touched sweetbread in the last 3 months. I plan to touch peace with Dennis come Tuesday though. And I told her, not as that I need to get a piece of sweetbread Tuesday. It isn't that I miss the sweetbread, but it's my birthday. Cycle, you understand?
Yeah.
I will take a little piece. Dennis might have the portion and a little piece more, but I won't touch it for the balance of the week. But Tuesday, so if anybody listening who can make a nice, fairly healthy sweetbread, Dennis and myself, we are here. And while driving down in the car, I was happy when, I don't know which lady it was speaking about portion sizes. Again, I went back to my notes. And I said, you see this thing in your portion sizes? It makes every sense. Because you could be in the gym working out, but eating junk, and what will happen? You go in the gym and you burn 800 calories, but you are taking in 3,000, so you're still in the minus. You're not adding any plus to your body. So Sanka check what's going on now. When my mother, because I still eat Sunday food from my mother. Sunday food is the best food for your mother here. I divide my mother's Sunday food sometimes in two or three now. One time I would eat the pirate dish, one time on Sunday, and still go for something later. So that chicken breast now and leg, I divide that breast in half. The leg, you know, you got the whole leg. The leg is one part of the drum, and the thigh is something else. Mm-hmm. And then if there's rice, I said, Mommy, no, I just want a portion. So I would literally like take a spoon, one, lots of greens, put it in a small container. I went to the $3 store and bought some small containers so I won't be tempted. So that is Sunday food. I have Monday food and Tuesday. Because people are saying eating healthy is expensive, but it's not. I work out the mass. I mean, and I know you got a continued program, but work it out. A snack box from the average player sign could cost about $14. My fruit man up there opposite Windsor Lodge, I can buy $10 in fruits that can last me the day and I can eat one meal with the protein and all the rest. I get $10 in fruits with my fruits and nuts and everything. So I can have a piece of pineapple. I can have my green apple there. I can have my 8 grapes because, Lance will tell you, people eat too much grapes then and eat too much of everything. I can have that and I'm quite contented and I can then use some cashew nuts and I'm good at lunchtime with that. And then later in the day, I can have my tuna or my piece of chicken, some ground provisions, lots of greens, and I'm good. One time I would eat big breakfast, because you were told a good big breakfast to start your day. So we eat a lot of breakfast with the whole biscuit and two tunas and thing, and we good because we got full. But then by 10 o'clock, no, you put something else in your mouth, and you realize that it is adding up the salt and whatever else you had in. Lunchtime now, we go to any place and we buy lots of food because you're supposed to have a good full meal. Forgetting that you had a full breakfast and you eat that, but then the munchies hit you again around 4 o'clock. And a jump off is just a one thing. You say it's just a one, then nothing, but that is a one thing plus what you had at breakfast. Please understand the sugars add up. Mm-hmm. So you're putting those sugars with the natural sugars and everything add up. And then before you go to sleep, you eat again. And Sanka, if you're like me, sometimes you wake up like 2 o'clock and the fridge becomes your best friend. So I have a solution for that where I sleep with a bottle of water next to my bed and I sip that now instead of going to the fridge. Honestly, most that will happen, you might go to the bathroom twice. Now if you go 4 and 5 times, then definitely gotta go back to Lennox. But you go to the bathroom maybe twice, if so much, but the water controls that hunger. If I'm tempted, and I learn a little trick, you see dark chocolate? Buy the ones with the bars though, Sanka. Not dark chocolate, that flat. You'll be tempted to eat all. And I may take 2 bars, just to put a little sweetener in your mouth, and then I have some in the fridge for like 1 day next week, especially Tuesday, I can eat 4 bars for my birthday. So I have come up with a plan that works for me. I'm comfortable, it is not hard work. People say that ain't hard. If you want to do something, Sanka, you're gonna do it. I've seen people, you know, got some people go in the gym just to get in a crop over costume. Just to get in a crop over costume, I know women that do that, and then when crop over finish, they go back doing the foolishness. There are people that are so determined to do that. And if you really care about your body, you're going to make certain decisions now. Because then if you don't look after it now, then you're going to have problems down the road. And it is more expensive then to pull back. Because if you look at the diabetic medication, the hypertensive medication, all of those things are that's really causes. But if you make the small adjustments now, you're good. For the day, Sanka, I've had green apple. One. I, you know, I stopped with my fellas and I had coconut water. and lots of water, and they had my lime and water at 5 o'clock this morning. You understand what I'm saying, Sanka? That would have been unheard of before in April. This time, and I eat same big, Sanka, and Sunday is today, my mother grew up with it wasn't by 10 o'clock on Sunday, food done, Sanka. I would eat 2 or 3 portions. Now, she knows I would come at her for 2 o'clock later, where I would get my portion, and I would leave the rest.
All right, let's take a break here. Just remind you that this special program is brought to you with the kind compliments of Williams Industry Incorporated.
For building supplies, big or small, at Williams Metals, we have it all.
Now is the time for you to fence your property with galvanized green, white, or brown chain link fencing and our brown band galvanized pole pipes, which are the longest lasting. We will give you a free estimate too on all your fencing material.
For building supplies, big or small, at Williams Metals, we have it all. At Williams Metals, we have it all.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.